Chapter 76. Come. Apostrophe apostrophe said the old man, with unusual kindness. You are young, good-looking, and I think good-natured. Frivolous you are, and love to be, undoubtedly. But you must have some heart. Apostrophe, I have not given it all away, I can tell you, apostrophe said Mary, nodding her head shrewdly, and plucking up the grass. Have you parted with any of it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she threw the grass about, and looked another way, but said nothing. Martin repeated his question. Lor, my dear Mr. Chuzzlewit, really you must excuse me. How very odd you are. Apostrophe, if it be odd in me to desire to know whether you love the young man whom I understand you are to marry, I am very odd, apostrophe said Martin. For that is certainly my wish. Apostrophe, he's such a monster, you know, apostrophe said Mary, pouting. Then you don't love him? Apostrophe, apostrophe returned the old man. Is that your meaning? Apostrophe, apostrophe, why, my dear Mr. Chuzzlewit, I'm sure I tell him 100 times a day that I hate him. You must have heard me tell him that. Apostrophe, often, apostrophe said Martin. And so I do, apostrophe cried Mary. I do positively. Apostrophe, being at the same time engaged to marry him, apostrophe observed the old man. Oh yes, apostrophe said Mary. But I told the wretch my dear Mr. Chuzzlewit, I told him when he asked me that, if I ever did marry him, it should only be that I might hate and tease him all my life. Apostrophe, she had a suspicion that the old man regarded Jonas with anything but favor, and intended these remarks to be extremely captivating. He did not appear, however, to regard them in that light by any means, for when he spoke again, it was in a tone of severity. Look about you, apostrophe he said, pointing to the graves, and remember that from your bridal hour to the day which sees you brought as low as these, and laid in such a bed, there will be no appeal against him. Think, and speak, and act, for once, like an accountable creature. Is any control put upon your inclinations? Are you forced into this match? Are you insidiously advised or tempted to contract it, by anyone? I will not ask by whom, by anyone? Apostrophe, no, apostrophe said Mary, shrugging her shoulders. I don't know that I am. Apostrophe, don't know that you are. Are you? Apostrophe, no, apostrophe replied Mary. Nobody ever said anything to me about it. If anyone had tried to make me have him, I wouldn't have had him at all. Apostrophe, I am told that he was at first supposed to be your sister's admirer, apostrophe said Martin. Oh, good gracious. My dear Mr. Chuzzlewit, it would be very hard to make him, though he is a monster, accountable for other people's vanity, apostrophe said Mary. And poor dear Cherry is the vainest darling. Apostrophe, it was her mistake, then. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I hope it was, apostrophe cried Mary. But, all along, the dear child has been so dreadfully jealous, and so cross, that, upon my word and honor, it's impossible to please her, and it's of no use trying. Apostrophe, not forced, persuaded, or controlled, apostrophe said Martin, thoughtfully. And that's true, I see. There is one chance yet. You may have lapsed into this engagement in very giddiness. It may have been the wanton act of a light head. Is that so? Apostrophe, my dear Mr. Chuzzlewit, apostrophe simpered Mary, as to lightheadedness, there never was such a feather of a head as mine. It's perfect balloon, I declare. You never did, you know. Apostrophe, he waited quietly till she had finished, and then said, steadily and slowly, and in a softened voice, as if he would still invite her confidence. Have you any wish, or is there anything within your breast that whispers you may form the wish, if you have time to think to be released from this engagement? Apostrophe, apostrophe, again Miss Mary pouted, and looked down, and plucked the grass, and shrugged her shoulders. No. She didn't know that she had. She was pretty sure she hadn't. Quite sure, she might say. She didn't mind it. Apostrophe, has it ever occurred to you, apostrophe said Martin, that your married life may perhaps be miserable, full of bitterness, and most unhappy? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mary looked down again, and now she tore the grass up by the roots. My dear Mr. Chuzzlewit, what shocking words. Of course, I shall quarrel with him. I should quarrel with any husband. Married people always quarrel, I believe. But as to being miserable, and bitter, and all those dreadful things, you know, why I couldn't be absolutely that, unless he always had the best of it. And I mean to have the best of it myself. I always do now, apostrophe cried Mary, nodding her head and giggling very much, for I make a perfect slave of the creature. Apostrophe, let it go on, apostrophe said Martin, rising. Let it go on. I sought to know your mind, my dear, and you have shown it me. I wish you joy. Joy. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he repeated, looking full upon her, and pointing to the wicket gate, where Jonas entered at the moment. And then, without waiting for his nephew, he passed out at another gate, and went away. Oh, you terrible old man! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the facetious Mary to herself. What a perfectly hideous monster, to be wandering about churchyards in the broad daylight, frightening people out of their wits. Don't come here, Griffin, or I'll go away directly. Apostrophe, Mr. Jonas was the Griffin. He sat down upon the grass at her side, in spite of this warning, and sulkily inquired. What's my Uncle Binet talking about? Apostrophe, apostrophe, about you, apostrophe rejoined Mary. He says you're not half good enough for me. Apostrophe, oh, yes, I dare say. We all know that. He means to give you some present worth having, I hope. Did he say anything that looked like it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, that he didn't. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mary, most decisively. A stingy old dog he is, apostrophe, said Jonas. Well? Apostrophe, Griffin. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Miss Mercy, in counterfeit amazement. What are you doing, Griffin? Apostrophe, apostrophe, only giving you a squeeze, apostrophe said the discomfited Jonas. There's no harm in that, I suppose? Apostrophe, apostrophe, but there is great deal of harm in it, if I don't consider it agreeable, apostrophe returned his cousin. Do go along, will you? You make me so hot. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Jonas withdrew his arm, and for a moment looked at her more like a murderer than a lover. But he cleared his brow by degrees, and broke silence with, I say, Mel, apostrophe, apostrophe, what do you say, you vulgar thing, you low savage? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried his fair betrothed. When is it to be? I can't afford to go on dawdling about here half my life, I needn't tell you, and Pecksniff says that father's being so lately dead makes very little odds. For we can be married as quiet as we please down here, and my being lonely is a good reason to the neighbors for taking a wife home so soon, especially one that he knew. As to Crossbones, my uncle, I mean, he's sure not to put a spoke in the wheel, whatever we settle on, for he told Pecksniff only this morning, that if he liked it, he'd nothing at all to say. So, Mel, apostrophe said Jonas, venturing on another squeeze. When shall it be? Apostrophe, apostrophe, upon my word. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mary. Upon my soul, if you like, apostrophe, said Jonas. What do you say to next week, now? Apostrophe, apostrophe, to next week. If you had said next quarter, I should have wondered at your impudence. Apostrophe, but I didn't say next quarter, apostrophe, retorted Jonas. I said next week. Apostrophe, then, Griffin, apostrophe, cried Miss Mary, pushing him off, and rising. I say no, not next week. It shan't be till I choose, and I may not choose it to be 4 months. There. Apostrophe, he glanced up at her from the ground, almost as darkly as he had looked at Tom Pinch, but held his peace. No fright of a griffin with a patch over his eye shall dictate to me, or have a voice in the matter, apostrophe said Mary. There. Apostrophe, still Mr. Jonas held his peace. If it's next month, that shall be the very earliest. But I won't say when it shall be till tomorrow. And if you don't like that, it shall never be at all, apostrophe said Mary. And if you follow me about, and won't leave me alone, it shall never be at all. There. V. And if you don't do everything I order you to do, it shall never be at all. So don't follow me. There, Griffin. Apostrophe, and with that, she skipped away, among the trees. Ecod, my lady. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Jonas, looking after her, and biting a piece of straw, almost to powder. You'll catch it for this, when you are married. It's all very well now, it keeps one on, somehow, and you know it, but I'll pay you off scot and lot by and by. This is a plagueway dull sort of a place for a man, to be sitting by himself in. I never could abide a moldy old churchyard. Apostrophe, as he turned into the avenue himself, Miss Mary, who was far ahead, happened to look back. Ah! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Jonas, with a sullen smile, and a nod, that was not addressed to her. Make the most of it while it lasts. Get in your hay, while the sun shines. Take your own way, as long as it's in your power, my lady. Apostrophe, apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.